435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is so entertaining to hear the ever-constipated Mark Warner and Tiny Tim Kaine bloviate about cuts to NPR and PBS. Let me say this to you, gentlemen. The only thing better than cutting $100 million from NPR and PBS stations in Virginia would be cutting $101 million from NPR and PBS stations in Virginia. You know what I call a $100 million cut to NPR and PBS in Virginia? A good start. Why do you think they're so upset?
Well, it's a source of information.
No, it's a source of propaganda is what it is, and we all know that. God bless President Trump and his team for saying, yeah, it's enough already. And for those people who feed at the trough of NPR and PBS, let me explain something to you. Here in the dreaded private sector, we compete. Now, if you think you have a product on any of your platforms that people will watch, go out, actually sell ads. Don't give me these sponsorship things. NPR and PBS already have the best of both worlds. They claim that they are commercial free, but then they turn around and have sponsors. Isn't that funny? Anyway, what are you going to do? All right, now let me come back to planet Earth. Marlee Hornick is somebody who I think is a wonderful writer. I read a piece that she had in the American Thinker just a couple of weeks ago about those stupid No Kings protests that were happening and talking a lot about voting and what's really going on with voting. And that has really been Marley's hallmark. She's actually the co-founder CEO of USAforFreedom.com and Real.Vote. And I wanted to bring her on for a couple of moments, find out what's going on in that space. Marlee, thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Jeff. Yeah, well, speaking of propaganda, you know, the American people, regardless of political affiliation, have been hammered nonstop for like 6 years now with this false idea that nothing could ever go wrong with our election system, right? It's like the Titanic, right? Could yeah. never sink.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, people go, well, what could possibly go wrong? All right, well, Marlee, you have one or two or a thousand examples of what could possibly go wrong. Where are we with all of this? Is anybody paying attention to this?
Well, you know, they're going to have to pay attention because our country is on the line in 2026. We have to have free and fair elections in the midterm. We have yep. to support, continue to support the renewal of America and that beautiful agenda that's taking place and the protection of our citizenry and our tax dollars. So, you know, what Unite for Freedom is doing basically is we're building on the lawsuits. We filed 9 federal lawsuits in 2024 against 9 different state officials. We've forensically audited the official election records in 27 states now, including now we're just adding on Virginia. Virginia's 2024 election data is out for us. And, you know, we're getting ready to for a huge press conference next week where we're going to be talking about our new filing in the Colorado, the state of Colorado, against officials who are trying to cover up for their failings by, you know, putting people in jail. A gold star mom, Tina Peters, who was a whistleblower and tried to protect the vote. So, you know, what we do at Unite for Freedom is so unique for mm-hmm. anything you've ever heard regarding election integrity. We take it as... Okay. What's that? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say...
I was going to say... yeah, we keep it super simple over here at Unite for Freedom and Real.Vote. We want to know... At the end of the day in an election, according to the official records, were the voters real and authentic and validated? Are they American citizens who are eligible to vote? Were the votes counted from those people and those people only? Does the number of votes counted match the number of voters who supposedly voted? And mm-hmm. can they prove it? And so we get the statewide list. We look at these things, and I'll tell you, if you want, we could talk about Virginia 2024 yes, just as yes. an example.
Listen, Marlee, let me remind everybody, Unite for Freedom is the organization that Marlee Hornick is the CEO of, the co-founder of. Yeah, I'd like to talk about Virginia. I'd like to know what's going on. And I am curious, as you get the data, The two counties that immediately leap to mind for me are Fairfax and Prince William, because it seems for as long as I can remember, there's always been a late vote that comes in from both of those counties. And gosh, it's always just the right amount needed for certain candidates to be successful. So what is going on up there?
Well, what Unite for Freedom has is statewide data. So I can't tell you specifically about Fairfax and Prince William yet, although we can run those numbers. We could talk about that another day. But right now, what I can tell you is that on December 2nd, 2024, state officials in Virginia certified the official returns of the 2024 election. Mm-hmm. And on December 7th, they said that there was a certain number of votes counted and the records show a certain number of voters who voted. And those are off by 121,000 votes counted. There's 120,000 votes that don't have any voter attribution. There's no voter associated with them in the record.
Wow.
And nobody knows why. Now, here's something fascinating. You know, did they know this? Because we checked again. Now, we went back in on January 23rd, a couple weeks later, right? And now they've destroyed 70,000 votes. There's only 52,000 more votes counted than voters who voted. So, you know, I did that one time, Jeff, on my taxes.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's crazy to think that this is going on. And I got it. I've got to be perfectly candid with you, Marley. You're the first person who has shared this with me. I think most of us live blissfully thinking, yeah, it's all handled, it's going to be fine. But gosh, that's a huge number. And obviously we've got, as everybody does, midterms here in Virginia. We're electing a governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, our House of Delegates. We got to make sure this stuff is safe and secure.
It's a staggering number. And you also have issues like people's unique state ID number and the voter registration database inexplicably changing. You have people whose dates of birth are changing inside the database. You have people whose name in the database, voters whose votes are counted, who have, alphanumeric characters in their name, like asterisk, asterisk.
Well, I didn't even want to tell you what the nickname is for poor asterisk. That's crazy. Crazy.
It is crazy. And here's the issue. Okay, let's get right down to the business, because this is all kind of fascinating and it's kind of grotesque and all of that. But the state election official in Virginia, just like the one in California, just like the one in Texas, just like everywhere in this country, there is one person in each state, the chief election official, whose signature at the end of an election authorizes the entire federal government and the entire state government for that state. That one person, they are like the kingpin that says this is legitimate, this is authentic, and this is the will of the eligible, qualified citizen voters of the state of Virginia. And when you look at these records and you see that asterisk voted and you see that people whose birth dates have been altered voted and you see that they can't even zero the vote and the voters, you realize that person lied.
Wow.
That person lied to the American people. Wow. Now, did they lie on purpose? I don't know. You don't know, because we have to have investigations of these issues. That's why Unite for Freedom reports all of this as suspicious activity, suspected election fraud, suspected illegal voting and registration to not only the state officials. We report it to the FBI, the DOJ. We work with U.S. attorneys. We work with the FBI. You know, we're in the ring because this has got to be fixed. Americans have to trust in our elections, and there's no reason to right now, mm-hmm. based on their own records. You don't even have to, you don't even have to have hackers in Germany or, Chinese infiltrators. You just have to look at the records and you can be like, you know what, this is bogus. And this is unacceptable because our national sovereignty is on the line when it comes to Congress.
That's right. Well, I want people to learn more. Obviously, I'm going to share the article from the American Thinker. But how about some websites for Unite for Freedom and your other operations?
Yep. The main website right now, unite4freedom.com. So UNITE, number4freedom.com. And then real.vote is coming. It's you know, if you go there, I think there's a placeholder. We're working on getting that one up so it's easy for people to understand what we're doing, who we are, and what we're doing, and why this is the biggest story in elections, bigger than any other story.
It's huge. It's huge. Marley, I appreciate you being here. That is Marley Hornick, Unite for Freedom. We'll share all of that on social so that you can check it out while you're over there taking a look at some of the social media stuff. Make sure that you sign up for Instagram and follow News Radio WRBA. 446, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.